Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
I was trying to think.
It's IWS Radio featuring Buddy Acapella, Guy on Your Dick, Slider Ballscock, Kirk Douglas, Bobby Kraft, Malcolm Eckstein, Meditations by Martin, Reverend Moneymaker, Dixie Ozark, Drew Peacock, Paul Pyatt, and Stubby Stonehenge. Special guest star, Schmoop, with musical guests, Reverend Jim and the Wiccans.
Uramina, Teramina, Falamina, Halo, Uramina, Teramina, Hala, Mala, go.
And now, straight from the bar, your host, Mattman and J-Man. Hola, and welcome to a very exciting edition of I'm With Stupid, a.k.a. IWS Radio. This is J-Man coming to you live from luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas, and sitting right next to me, a few hundred miles to my north-northeast, a man who you can call any time, day or night. The Mattman, bitches.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Well, cheers, greetings. And as Jay said, welcome to IWS Radio. This is the Mattman coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And J-Man, there was a little hurtful applause on my behalf.
Yeah. I know that's gonna sting for a while.
Sting.
Hopefully you'll get over it fairly soon.
Yes.
At some point.
I'll try. So how's you?
Anyway.
How's your week been? How are you?
Well, I tell you what, it's cold.
Really?
It's cold here. Had us a little ice storm, snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
A rare pre-Christmas snowstorm here
in
God's country. And it's got us all shut down. Not much going on. Everything's iced over. My car is a big block of ice.
Yes, I saw.
I do have a really fancy ice scraper that also has a little brush thing on it. It's in the floorboard of the back seat of the car, though.
The car of which you cannot get into.
Yeah. I can't get into it.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, these things happen.
Yeah.
And it just jumped to 20 degrees here in the greater Redneckville area. So, yeah, things are moving along. Things should start melting away pretty soon.
That's excellent.
How's things going
in
your neck
here.
Of the woods?
It's cold. It's snowy. We're supposed to get some more ice later today.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Our weather reporter, staff meteorologist Kirk Douglas, mentioned that. You guys may have a little winter weather advisory going on or something.
That's right, but it's supposed to be right around 30. So,
Well, you know, it
prime salt effectiveness temperatures.
That's right, and it also snows much harder at around 30 to 32 degrees than it does at colder temperatures.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. That's what, you know, you get the moisture in the air for the snow, and it actually warms the temperatures up here in the lower atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to a few folks in the chat room.
Yes, we've got several guests in there, and then we've got Sue, and of course, J-Man.
You know it.
The ubiquitous, the sexy, our favorite Canadian.
Yeah. How you doing, baby?
Jamie, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to us live from her boudoir, no doubt.
Undoubtedly. Scoffing at our complaints of 20 degrees being cold.
Yes.
Why don't you come up here and get a taste of Canada weather? And we got a big show planned.
Huge.
Today.
Awesome.
Going to be a monstrous and informative.
Yes.
And of course,
to borrow
we want to
a
thank
phrase
Blog
from
Talk.
The Blaze Network of Glenn Beck. It's going to be a mixture of entertainment and enlightenment.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And of course, we want to thank Blog Talk Radio for not featuring us again this
Once
week.
Once again.
That's know. Okay, though.
That's okay.
That's
you
okay.
don't want to feature your most successful comedy show.
Your number one comedy show.
Yeah.
With a with an exciting guest, Miss Candace.
Yeah.
Be on here in just a few.
Yeah, coming up about 15 past the hour.
That's right. She's going to tell us all about the old, I hate to call it phone sex industry. Let's call it phone companionship industry.
There you go.
If you've ever needed just somebody to talk to.
That's right. Kind of like dial a psychiatrist.
Right, and for some reason you didn't call me or Matt. Then, there are people out there, professionals, who are
exactly
ready to help with whatever your needs are.
Mm-hmm. Probably far less expensive than a psychiatrist, too.
Oh, yeah, probably so.
And instead of a couch, you get a bed. So that's something right there.
Got a shout-out to do right here at the top of the show.
Well, by all means, go ahead.
IWS Radio wants to send good healing vibes to our good friend Claudia, better known as Mrs. Mike.
Yes.
There in the great American Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little gallbladder attack this week.
Not good.
Yep. And had the old gallbladder ripped out of her. By what I'm sure was a very competent surgeon.
Of course.
Yeah. She's been home since Thursday, doing well. So
well,
probably
well
planning
as you can
on just...
with Mike in her company.
Exactly. If Mike would leave her alone, she'd probably do better. But yeah.
Yes.
So shout out to Claudia. Take it easy. Don't rush things.
Nope.
Goodness, don't push.
I don't think that's
don't
a
push
big...
it.
That's not a big area of concern with where those two are concerned, rushing things.
they don't normally have to be told to take it easy, do they?
No.
Yeah.
She'll just have to lay off the shuffleboard for a couple
Yeah.
Weeks.
Well, Mike said she got home on Thursday, so he probably said, hey, you're home in time to go to trivia down at the lodge.
That's right.
All right.
Boy, I bet he researched the gallbladder surgery before it happened.
You know it.
You know
In fact,
he
probably...
20, he had 2,200 pages printed out.
He did. He probably was reading through them step by step from the observation deck.
He probably even pointed out to the surgeon, hey, you missed a step.
hey, what are you doing here?
Yeah, well, that's good that she's doing well.
And also got a shout-out.
Really?
To KRBK, Fox TV.
Really?
Springfield, Missouri, and Lake of the Ozarks, and Cox Cable. Yesterday morning, I noticed that that our Fox channel was not working.
Really?
So I went on Twitter. And I informed KRBK that they weren't on the air here in Redneckville, and they might want to talk to Cox Cable. And both Cox and KRBK tweeted me back and told me that they were consulting with each other on the situation and would get right on it. And let me tell you, just before the kickoff of the Texas-Baylor game, it came back on the air. Booyah.
So you were the man.
I am. I got it done for everybody here in Redneckville. Everybody who probably doesn't check to make sure that channel's on the air. Yeah, in the morning of a big game. Yeah, so I was able to watch parts of the Texas-Baylor game, and then, of course, the Big Ten Championship. Very, very, very sorry, Matt. I know you're despondent.
Well, you know, Jay, I woke up. I thought I was having a dream, and there was this loud noise, and all I heard coming from across the great state of the Buckeye State of Ohio was this.
Did you see the picture this morning of Urban Meyer
chowing down on some pizza?
Having some cold pizza all by his lonesome, deep in the bowels of Lucas Oil Stadium.
Trying to fill that void of sadness with nothing but empty calories.
I'm telling you that, Urban, take it from an expert, it doesn't work. Temporary. The satisfaction and the warmth and the love you feel from that pizza goes away quickly. You'll just have to have more and more and more. Why won't you love me back?
Well, if he gets big enough, Jay, man, he can always bounce back.
I guess so. He could be. He could look like Mark Mangino out there next year. Former coach at Kansas, or Big Boy Ralph Regan. Remember him?
Oh yeah.
So, anyway. Well, so, shout out to Michigan State University on their big, big victory.
Yeah, here's
over
the
mighty Buckeyes.
Yes.
All right. So, it's going to be Auburn and Florida State.
Yep. Two of my favorite teams.
Oh, boy, I think I'll go bowling that night.
I know, I will, too. Hey, we'll set up an IWS bowling party, Jamie.
Oh, well, that'd be fun.
Yeah, a little moonlight bowling. That'll start at 2 in the afternoon and not stop until 2 a.m. It'll be great.
That's right. We'll get them to put the little air bumpers in the gutters for us. Like they do for the kids.
That would help. That way everyone's a winner.
That's right. Everybody will get a participation trophy.
To go along with their hangover.
And then afterwards, you get back home and you're feeling sad and lonely. You can pick up the phone and you can call for a little over-the-phone companionship.
Yes, which I think, J-Man.
I believe we do.
We're about to do that right now.
I believe our guest is on the line.
Would this be Candace?
Hello?
Candace?
Yes?
You're with Susan. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Oh, you sound chipper.
Considering the loss yesterday, yes.
Oh, pretty upset.
Well.
No, I just turned it off at that snap. It wasn't worth it.
I don't know. I do that today? Too.
Keep a firm upper lip. There's always next year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's always next year. There's always next year.
Always another schedule full of West Ohio Tech Sisters of the Poor ready to be run roughshod over.
International. And Mary Help of Christians. I can beat up on those come September.
Little in August, rolling September.
Okay, then. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been great talking to you, Candace. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Now, so how's everything going today, Candace?
Everything is quite fabulous. How are things going for you guys?
Ooh.
Other than the weather, pretty well.
Yeah. And I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just going to say that I had high expectations for your voice, given the subject matter here, and they have been met. Let me just say that.
Oh! Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't gargling any rocks today. I'm... Give me that. Hey, this is Candace. You weren't looking for that?
All right.
Yes,
it is.
So, ladies and gentlemen, listening live and in the chat room, this is Candace. And Candace, you've, as our title indicated, you worked in a kind of an uncommon position in your past, didn't you?
I did. Uncommon and unconventional and creepy.
Well, we're going to, well, we know all about creepy. We're experts on creepy. So, how did you get into that industry? Was there a, did you answer an ad or did you have a connection?
No, no connections, no inside scoop. No, it was all an ad. College student, and you answer every ad that says, you know, they'll pay you money. The first position, not every ad, not
I understand.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course, within reason, of course.
The ones that, you know, you pay taxes to, those ones you answer. It was an ad, and I went for an interview. It wasn't actually that far. Both places I worked in were both in Columbus. The first position I had, I was 21, I believe. I worked there for 3 years. You go for an interview. The building is creepy. The girls you work with are non-conventional, I should say. The interview isn't a normal interview. They do the normal, oh, where'd you work, blah, blah, blah. They don't really care. They want to hear you talk to, like, another person on the phone and see if you can describe yourself and blah, you know. And then they're like, oh, yeah, you got the job.
Well, how mad am
I? There's, yeah, there's no real training. it's just,
they just tell you to be yourself.
No, actually, that's what they don't want you to be. They want you to be this character that you create. And most of the characters are petite little girls with Barbie doll dimensions. And you're in college. You don't have a boyfriend. You're just going around, can I say screw, but screwing everything.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, okay. But that's basically what you want. Every guy you talk to, that's your new boyfriend, and you just couldn't wait, and all you do all day is read a book and play with yourself. It's unreal.
Because you're very lonely,
like
right?
Yes, exactly. I'm supposed to be this totally hot girl in college wearing skimpy clothes, and I can't find a boyfriend to save my life. That's
which is actually
and I'm
incredulous
just
thinking, because any lonely college chick in skimpy clothes is going to have
right.
Been all over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. But apparently that's not how it works. And it's the weirdest thing, I should say, from the first position I worked at was where I lived on campus. A couple of the callers lived on my street.
Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They live.
You do it.
Yeah. So
did
when
you,
I found out where they live. Hmm?
Yeah. Did you, like, kind of go by their place?
Yes,
try to
I did.
Check them out?
I did.
Did you take pictures? Did you?
I didn't.
You
know. No.
Did you gather blackmail material?
No, I still remember some callers from way back in 2000. I still remember some callers' addresses, where they worked, their names. I still remember that because I talked to them so much. And they would send us things. and you would have to send things back. So you got to the point where you were writing down their addresses a lot.
What would they
so
send?
So I remember.
Really?
What
now,
would they
did
say?
They?
Yeah, what would they send you?
They think every girl, every college student with no job, you know, we all shop at Victoria's Secret. I don't know if you've ever been in that store, but it's expensive. So they thought we all shop there. So they would send us clothing from Victoria's Secret, shoes, makeup, stuff like that. So we would just take it and take it back to the store and exchange it for other stuff.
But of course, when they called back, you would tell them you had that on, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I was like, I've been waiting for your call, and I have on that lovely, you know, two-piece bikini that you bought, because I'm just thinking about you taking me to the beach. They'd be like, oh, my gosh, and they'll come. So, but, yeah, some conversations didn't last that long. But I had some other guys who were kind of mentally challenged, and they would
you're talking to a couple.
Well, I'm sorry. and this will cost you $2.95 a minute. But they would ask for our underwear or socks or anything like that. You don't want to know what they wanted on those underwears, but they would ask for those. They would they would ask for that, and you'd send it to them. They would pay for it. You'd send it to them, and then they would send you back like their underwear.
Oh God!
And you just
oh no.
Pictures, letters.
And I bet the ones like, they sent you were not, had not been washed, had they?
No, they don't, that's the thing. When they ask for ours, they don't want them washed. They want you to wear them for like, I want you to wear some panties for 5 days and send them to me. Yeah, stuff like that.
Wow.
And then they would be doing things to them when you called them back or they called you back. Yeah. Yeah, but I worked for one place for 3 years until a girl that we worked with, a guy she talked to a lot was into little boy child molestation, and she had a little boy who was like 3 or something like that. She went completely out of character, told him completely about herself for real, where we were actually located in Columbus. This guy lived in Kentucky.
My God.
Yeah, told him where we were located, what we all looked like, what kind of cars we drove. And she actually met the guy with her son.
Oh,
and that
man.
Was my
yeah, good that Lord.
Was yeah, so when we get stuff like that, like you have to call the cops and
okay.
you know, the lookout and stuff like that. But they can talk about anything they like. From a simple hand job. We had a lot of Jewish guys who like to talk about hand jobs. And, yeah, I don't know why. Jewish guys.
Because they thought that wouldn't cost as much, probably.
Probably so.
No,
they went for the cheaper option.
Yeah, they would only be on the phone for like 2 minutes. Anything under 10 minutes, you got charged for 10. They would be on the phone for 2 minutes, get charged the full price, and call back the next day. Or call back several times a day from their office. I talked to a lot of guys' wives. I talked to girlfriends. I talked to secretaries. Yeah, the secretary will call me while he's getting ready in his office, and then she would transfer me to him.
So, say like a secretary would call in and say, "Senator, I don't know, Senator Paul is prepared for your call."
Yeah.
Just throwing
like,
a name out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe like Congressman Weiner is ready to talk to you. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's see, who's the one famous guy I remember?
Oh.
The guy from the Dukes of Hazzard. Not the blonde one, the brown one, the brown-haired one.
From the TV series?
Used to call. Yeah, from the TV series.
Wopat?
Tom Wopat?
I don't know. Whatever the brown-haired one was.
Yeah, that was his name.
<He's the top.
laughs> All right, folks. Breaking
news. That was a double hit, J-Man.
Breaking news. IWS Radio has learned that Tom Wopat used to call phone sex lines.
Oh, excellent.
I guess that's because Catherine Bach wouldn't talk to him.
I guess. I don't know. he dropped a lot of money. We had one guy who went into bankruptcy from calling us. Well, I don't know. It might be some other thing, but he spent, in one year, he spent, I think it was like 35, like we tallied it up one day. Just from speaking to like the three girls that were in the room, it was like $35,000.
My goodness.
And then when they run out of money, they max out all their credit cards. They'll call crying on the phone. It's pathetic.
Well, that's pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys, it wasn't one of those where they would call up and the charges would just be on their phone bill. They had to They had to give a credit card.
Check, credit card. The one place, the first place I was at, accepted Diners Club credit card.
Wow. In case people,
and
you
I was
know,
like,
were
I didn't even.
That.
Yeah, those are like the really, really old guys that had Diners Club.
I had to hit the cough button on that one.
Yeah, probably the old Jewish guys had the Diners Club International. The people who watch Merv Griffin all the time.
Yep.
Excellent. Yep. All right. So, did you guys have different levels of stuff that you know, like they ask you to upsell, get them to buy something new, or kind of a higher level of talk and excitement?
No, it wasn't anything like you can buy packages. I think everybody has a package, like a 60-minute package or a 30-minute package, and it saves them a little bit of money. But the guys would just buy packages. Or you had guys who had such good credit with the company that they could just talk for like 5 hours a day.
God, we are in the wrong business, Matt.
I know.
Yeah.
And let me say, I've got my own package. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, not really.
So did you get paid commission? Like if you could keep them on the phone for a long time?
You got paid commission if you anything over so much, your hourly pay would be commission. So it's like the base pay is $8. Nobody ever made $8. I would make like $17 or $20 an hour.
Oh, wow.
I'm a 20-year-old working 30 hours a week.
Wow,
and
that's
pretty good. Yeah, I bought a new car, had a nice place, nice clothes, all off of telling a guy how to stroke it. It was nice. But it does, even with that pay, like, the mental anguish you have, it's just like, after a while, like I started 40 hours a week and then you dial down to 35 and you dial down to 30 because it can eat at you. But the first place I worked, it wasn't so bad because I had most of the vanilla guys. They're pretty plain. They're pretty easy. Doesn't take long. They'll talk after a while. You start talking to them. You're on the phone with them watching a movie, something like that. The second place I worked with, it was a little more cutthroat, I should say. You didn't get too many vanilla guys. Those were the more, tell me how to rape a girl, you know, tell me how you would find a girl for me. You know, like the second place I worked was a little more mind-boggling. But I didn't really work the phones that much. I more worked the reception type. I did more the credit cards. And then for extra money, I would talk to guys. Or if we were short girls, I would talk to guys. But I could say which ones I did and didn't want to talk to.
Did you ever just hang up on a guy? He was just too much?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Really?
And claim it was accident. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, my gosh, your phone dropped, you know? Because we were all supposed
to be on
landline.
Yeah, we've done that on this show.
It was all supposed to be pure accident. Like, oh my gosh, like my roommate came in or the house mom was around and I had to hang up. And they were like, oh, that's okay. And then they were talking to somebody else. So.
Oh, you're a house mom. Could you tell me about that?
Yeah, the house mom. She's some old haggardy lady from Germany.
Oh,
and she didn't know what we were doing in the basement.
October.
Is that your type, Matt?
Just describe his mother.
Yeah.
What?
What?
It's okay.
So, what's going on
there? Was the did you get in trouble at work for hanging up on people, or you know, were you told, you know, hey, whatever they want, you just have to go with it?
Yeah, they did, but you just claim accident. You'll get in trouble later when they go, because everything is recorded. So they would go back and listen to, if you got a complaint, they would go back and listen to the call and see what happened.
You guys and got complaints from people?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Oh, I mean, that's
especially
funny.
Especially guys.
Right,
yeah, right. Like, I didn't get off fast enough or something. Or when girls were at home, if they heard a noise in the background they didn't like, they would complain and say something was going on. The girl wasn't into it, which none of us are into it. We're normally, like, I was knitting blankets while doing these calls or doing
well, that's
homework.
One thing I was going to ask. So, like, when you guys are on the phone with them and you're, like, you know, talking all smooth and sexy to him, and at the same time you're scrolling through your Facebook timeline or your...
Yeah, that's when Facebook and MySpace came around. I was working at the second place, and really, I'd be on the phone, I'd be playing online, and they can hear me typing when I'm supposed to be, you know, giggling my pieces. They can hear me typing. They're like, are you typing? I'm like, no, that was my bracelet. And they're like, oh, okay, keep going. I'm like, yeah, okay. And I'm back to typing, like writing papers. Text messaging the girl downstairs, like, this is such crap, you know? So, no, none of us were actually doing it. Well, that's not true. The first place I worked at, we had a girl who was actually, like, touching herself during calls.
Really?
And we only
just one?
Really knew, yeah, just one. The rest of us were normally, like, playing Scrabble. Like, those handheld games, maybe, like, playing Scrabble with one another, reading books. No, when you meet one of those girls, stay far, far away from them. They have serious issues. But if you actually get into that, I don't know. You can normally just turn it on and turn it off. Like, you're talking normal. Then when you get on the call, you're like, oh, my gosh, I sped heavily. Just thinking about you. You wouldn't believe it. And then when you get off the call, you talk like normal. Like that.
Did you ever have a phone call that lasted like less than 30 seconds and he was done?
Yes, all the time.
That was probably
like
me.
They'll be already you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, no.
Now that's one of the things we needed to know. Do you recognize either of our voices?
You know, I was listening before when you guys were just talking, and one of you I do. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I think you charge back all your calls. You owe us money. It wasn't Matt, it's the other guy.
Oh, well.
There you go.
How about that?
There you
no,
go.
No, because I'm the one that pays my bills. What? Kind of.
So you're still in good standing with us. Thank you.
That's right.
Now, this interview is not going to cost us anything, is it?
It's $2.95
a
minute,
Matt. $2.95 a minute. I said that. And you said okay.
We'll have the folks down in accounting send you a check.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm waiting on that. Waiting on that check. It's in the mail.
Uh-huh.
Just give us your full name and address, and we'll send it right out.
I'll give you that. It'll be... waiting for you. I'll send it to you in an email.
did men just up and volunteer their name, their address to
you?
You
have to give
when they were talking to you? No, I mean,
you have to give
like if when you were, you know, talking to them, did they just, you know, tell you who they were and where they work and tell you to come visit them?
Yeah, want to make it real.
All the time. Oh, yeah. They would. Let's see.
Enough of this phone talk.
No. I got a plane ticket. I got a train ticket mailed to me. I got a blank check mailed to me.
Ooh. Hello.
Hello.
New car.
Right. I got credit cards mailed to me. Let's see. I got money, like cash money mailed to me. Besides the other gifts that they would send, gift cards.
Would you take that plane ticket and cash it in?
No, they would send that stuff back. And then the guy would be mad and wouldn't talk to you. He would talk to another girl, but wanted to make sure the girl would come over and tell you that he was talking to her. And you're supposed
make
to get
you
mad
jealous.
How? Yeah, you're supposed to get mad how do all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then he would,
wow.
And then when he was done being mad at you, he would call you back and tell you, you know, that could have been you I was talking to, and I made her word all
totally.
Over.
Yeah.
Totally. Like, oh, gosh, I hate you. Yeah.
And just for clarification, we're talking about adults.
Grown ass men, right?
Oh my
grown
god.
Grown men with families.
Grown men with families and jobs.
Jobs.
Good upstanding members of the community, no doubt.
Yeah, grown men with TV series and syndication.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's the one that got me. And I was like, you don't you live in LA? What? Don't you live out in the country or aren't there girls around?
Real girls? You know, I mean, even for that show, he should have had groupies, right?
You would think.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm surprised you didn't see a big car with a rebel flag pull up in your parking lot one day.
And that's the day I never showed back up.
Well, you seem to have a good attitude about everything.
I would hope so.
Well, did that job kind of make you hate men? Did you, you know?
For years.
Really?
Because I found out from talking to a variety of men, a variety of ages, all over the country, and we even had some guys who called from out of the country. I don't mean Canada. I mean, like, we had two dudes who called from Scotland.
You mean like a real country?
Yeah, they were funny. Like a real country.
Yeah,
not Canada. Two dudes who called from Scotland. One who called from England all the time. And we had two guys. This is the first place. The second place, it wasn't that. It was pretty boring, the variety. But the first place, yeah, they were called from all over. I'm like, I know there's women around. But they didn't mind paying. And then when, because porn wasn't really that accessible, I would say, like in 2000s. But now it is. And they still call. And drop a lot of money to talk to a fake girl. But they call from all over. But the guys, like after talking to them, I found that no matter where they were, most of the guys I wanted to talk to sooner or later hinted to or talked about the fact they wanted to play with the dicks themselves. And that creeped me out for the longest. Because even the guys that were vanilla for a while, and I'm not saying this for all the guys, I'm just the freaks that I talked to, ended up talking about a dick. And that made me look at other guys a little sideways because I'm like, I don't really trust you. Or if I started talking to a guy, like I met a guy and I started talking to him, and he would call me on the phone, if he ever said, what are you wearing, or something along that lines, I wouldn't talk to him anymore.
Oh, boy, we're out of luck today.
We dodged a bullet there because that was going to be our first question, but we decided to.
That was going to be your first question? I have an answer for you for that. I can describe myself to a T.
Really?
Oh, well, then. What are you wearing?
What am I wearing? Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Okay, so My name is Candace. I am 21. I am a senior at Ohio State. I am 5'4", 112 pounds. I got a little turkey weight on me. I have long black hair, jade green eyes. I'm like olive tone, you know, sort of like a Megan Fox, but not as tall. Nice round boobs, nice high ass, nice firm thighs. And right now I am wearing a little pink sweater and some little pink shorts. And some little of boots because, you know, it's kind of chilly, but not so much in my house.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, it's a little hot in this house right now.
Yeah. Man, I tell you.
Woo!
Yeah. I think the ice just melted off my car.
Yeah. You got no problem now, Jay, man. You can get your ice.
That's right.
Woo. Oh, man, that's funny.
Yeah. So you'd give them that little spiel and be off to the races, right?
Mm-hmm. Off to the races. Like, well, what do you have on underneath it? Oh, underneath it? You don't wear anything underneath it. No, stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
Like, what were you doing 5 minutes ago? Well, me and my one roommate, you know, Sandy, I think you've talked to her. We were in the shower because the one bathroom's broken. I don't know what happened. I really need to call someone. So we just took a bath together. So she had to go somewhere, and I felt dirty.
I'm feeling a little dirty right now myself.
Did you guys have a beach ball with you?
No, silly. It's winter. Yeah, so that's the kind of stuff we do.
It's kind of sad
did you,
that
did
it's
you,
so easy.
See, that's what I'm saying. You just turn it on, turn it off.
Yeah.
Did you go home just feeling really dirty? And, you know.
Yeah. But you would, what would I do? I don't know. I got to the point that it was just like driving, you know. It was just in the back of my head when I would do it. So it wasn't that bad. Unless I talked to somebody really disturbing. Then that stuck with me for a while. But then I was just transforming it in my head into, like, a movie that didn't happen.
Oh.
Like, this didn't really happen. That's not real life.
Yeah.
But then I have to wonder about... No, the one, actually, most of the guys you talk to are white men, older white men.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just trying to stay away from white guys. Like, older white men. When older white men would say, like, hi or hello dear in the store or something, I just like, ugh, probably want to go home and touch your daughter. Just look at her. So nasty.
When you would talk to man, I don't, you know, just like wherever, like at that, you know, Starbucks or whatever, or you know, just any casual conversation or sitting in class and you're listening to the professor speak, did you sit there and go, trying to do I recognize that voice? Did you try to identify him?
No, like if they gave me certain like Columbus locations, I would sort of, some of them I would go scope out, like the guys that lived on my street. The one professor that I had that called in, I like looked him up in the database. I was just like, oh, it's so nasty.
What did he teach?
Physics.
So, oh.
And physics. He liked to talk about, you were his TA, and you messed up on grading papers and need to see him in his office.
You've been a naughty girl.
Yeah, he liked to spank you and stuff. Also, a lot of guys, like we have Dayton and Cincinnati guys and a lot of guys from Akron, places that had swinger bars.
Had what?
Swinger bars.
Oh.
Bars for swingers. Yeah. You know? There's one in, I don't know if you guys know, there's one in Columbus.
What's
so
the address?
Actually, it's on 104. It's called Club 104.
God, I know where that is.
Yeah, it's right. It's the blue house.
I did not know that was a swingers bar.
Yeah, it's a swingers bar.
Yeah, well, you know.
How about that?
I'm proposed on. I didn't recognize that fact.
Something. Now you have something new to somewhere new to go on Christmas Eve, Matt.
I think that's that's in the schedule.
We actually had to go check this place out because so many of these guys were talking about the place that I was a supervisor and another friend of mine was a supervisor at the time. We had to go check this place out because none of us knew what it was, not even like the owner. She didn't know what it was. So we had to call, go through all this stuff just to get invited to go.
Wow.
And it, like single chicks can go all the time, but single men can't. No.
Oh,
so we had to,
that's
we
so
had to
unfair.
Go
it is unfair. An outrage.
No, men are treated so horribly like this,
they
as
are.
If we're all a bunch of, as if we're a bunch of horny creeps.
Exactly.
No, not you guys.
Right, other men. Yeah.
The other guy. Yeah, so we had to go. We had to go like the first day and get a tour. So this place was it was a cesspool of growth. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, you go in, and there's, like, tables set up, so in case you want to eat there. No, thank you. There's a bar. There's a full-service bar. You bring your own stuff, like food and beer, and there's, like, fridges and stuff you can set it up. There's a fee to get in. I think it was, like, $10 or something like that to get in. Unless you pay for the membership. There's like a little dance floor, the pool table, and then you go upstairs, and that's where all the creepiness happens. You go, like, to the first floor, there's a bunch of couches and, like, this loft setting, and you, like, look over and look at the people below. But there's porn on, like, every TV. There's people doing things to other people all over. And that's on the first, that second floor. And then you go up to the third floor, and there's just mattresses.
Oh.
It's so gross.
There's not enough Lysol in the world.
I'm sure
no.
They clean them every day, J-Man. I'm sure they
I just don't think so. Oh, man, I'll be wearing food-safe gloves just to turn the doorknob.
Well, I'm glad I just drove past it one time and didn't go in.
Don't go in.
Yeah.
Don't go in. Oh, and the smell. Ooh. The smell is something you can't get out of your nose.
Oh, what did it smell like? Describe it. Describe it.
You ever gone to one of those urinals, a boy's urinal on a baseball field in the summer?
Or perhaps to, J-Man, probably like a
or
ice and chicken plant.
The Fisherman's Wharf.
Yeah.
Or the Fisherman's Wharf.
Yeah. Those are the two places. If you take those two smells and smush them together, there you go.
Okay.
There's not enough ventilation in that place.
Oh, man. And I bet the people who were in there, who were all naked, were the very people you would never want to see naked, right? Just like in a
nude
beach.
Never. Like the one guy I did want to see naked didn't take his clothes off.
I bet it was full of the smell of loneliness and regret as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, I just stayed as close to the door as possible because I was waiting for her to figure out what she was trying to figure out, asking a bartender who couldn't quite hear her, but she kept trying. This guy came over and put his arm around my shoulder, and he was like, hey, you want a party? And I was like, no, thank you. He's like, well, you know, you let me know. And I was like, oh, I will. And I went over to him, I'm like, we got to go.
I'll get right back with you on that.
Yeah. We got to go.
Now you go on upstairs, and I'll be right behind you.
Yeah.
Did you have your pretty pink sweater and pink shorts on when you were there?
I had on as much clothes as I could possibly. I don't think I even took my coat off. As much clothes I can have on. So bad. So bad. But we got the information we needed, so then when we talked to, you know, you had to, you tell this information to the other girls, so then they can describe the place. Because the guys, they all think we're lying, which we are, but... but if you could describe what they're talking about, then I'm like, oh, you know, you are a whore. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm a total whore. So, you know, they like it. They spend more money. What else did they make us do? They made us watch videos. Like, they had a cabinet full of porn. And it was, like, a lot of old porn. You know, like, the first porn ever done was that Behind the Green Door.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Marilyn Chambers.
I've never seen that.
Right. I saw a documentary on the making of it once.
Exactly.
It's more artistry than actual smut, I should say.
Yeah,
but
that's what I've always told myself.
That one actually is. Look, guys like to talk about porn. Like, they, oh, my gosh, you haven't seen this? Because I'm supposed to be, like, you know, 18. No, I haven't seen it. Why would I see something like that? So they would send us porn. That's where we got most of those porns from. Guys sending them to us so we can watch them.
For research purposes,
watch,
of course.
Yeah, for research purposes. Yeah, you would actually have to rent out these tapes because guys would get mad if you didn't know what they were talking about. And they would call and complain that you didn't know, you're not whore enough. So they would tell, and then we would have to take these videos home. When all you have to do is just look it up and get the cliff notes of it, or ask your older brother. He'll tell you about it. And, you know, when you talk to that guy again, just describe one scene and you'll be fine. Yeah.
Okay. So how much has
hold on for a second, Jamie. Candace?
Go ahead.
Yes?
You open to taking any phone calls if there should be some?
Sure. Is there a call?
Okay. If you'd like to ask Candace any questions, you can call in on the I'm with Stupid hotline at 661-244-9852.
If anybody calls, that will be hilarious. Unless it's somebody like, I know you. Like, yeah,
maybe it'll
is.
Be Tom Wopat.
Maybe so. Maybe he'll call up.
Tom Wopat, if you're out there, give us a call at 661-244-9852. This one's on us, buddy.
Tell him this isn't Taylor. I think you really like Taylor. This isn't Taylor. So, what else you want to know? That's it? Over here.
Do you have any regrets after all this, you know, now that you're past it and stuff? Yeah, I know you said you felt kind of dirty for a while, but is it all behind you now, or?
Oh, no, I have no regrets. You never live life with regrets. No, I didn't do anything besides hold a conversation. Like,
yeah.
I didn't touch anybody, no one touched me, nobody actually knows who I am, besides my friends who know I've done this. Any photos and stuff, because the one place that you got popular, you got a movie made, and you had photos made, but they weren't actually me. They were models.
Right.
Models, so it's not me. None of that is me. The only regret I have is not finding that one girl who gave my license plate number out, what kind of car, finding her and punching her in her throat. That's the only regret I have. But I have a lot of friends who are probably with me, or they want the podcast version. I have a lot of friends who I've met from working in these places. I got a lot of knowledge because one guy actually helped me pass a class. It was another professor. He helped me pass a math class.
It was probably in biology, wasn't it?
No. I
anatomy?
No.
No. I mean, the money was fine, but
I was going to say, you regret leaving it when you're getting credit cards sent to you and all that?
Oh, no. That's the time to leave. But they get serious.
Did you have people who called up who didn't want to talk about sex? They just wanted to tell you their problems?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Just wanted to, they just needed somebody to talk to and
this
tell
guy
you
would,
how much their
like
life
said,
sucked.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, there was, it wasn't, he didn't talk to me. He talked to another girl. But, yeah, he would call, like, I'm going to kill myself today. I'm going to kill myself.
Oh,
and I'd be cracking up. She'd be sitting there.
Yeah, that's
so
pretty funny.
Oh,
yeah.
You know,
well, it is funny if somebody else is the one who got the call and has to deal with it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just sitting by her desk, like, while she's doodling on paper, you know, and writing me messages on paper while she's sounding so sincere. Like, no, you don't want to. You have so much to live for. What about, like, she knows the girlfriend. What about her? And what about the dog? And what about your mom? And he's like, I hate that bitch. And blah, blah, blah.
You know, well, it's kind of, it would be kind of tough because if he's calling a phone sex line, he probably doesn't have much to live for, does he?
And she's like, you might want to call. And we couldn't make suggestions as to call someone, like to call a suicide hotline or something like that. But we couldn't make those suggestions. We wanted them to call us. Well, like, it's only going to be a matter of time before somebody actually stabs themselves while talking to us. You try not to push them away. Like, what do they say? Don't, when you talk to someone and it's early in the morning, don't say, like, good morning, because you don't want them to know what time it is or something. Or don't say,
oh,
kind of
like
a
casino.
Here. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't want them to, especially if they've been on the bench, like so many guys will call and they're like high on coke and other drugs and they're drinking. You don't want them to know they've been on the phone for 5 hours.
Right.
You know. Like, you'll just say, hey, you want to still talk to me? And they're like, yeah. And it's like, are you sure you want to ask more time? And they're like, yeah. And you'll get somebody else to charge their card so you wouldn't have to get off the phone with them.
Huh.
And then if the phone, like if the card doesn't work, then you're like, oh, honey, you have to call back and talk to such and such. Something happened and you hang up. Then they call back. I don't know what happened. Here's another credit card. Like, guys will call us and they knew their credit card number by heart. They're like, you should know my credit card number. They're like, no, I don't know it, even though I already have it written down. Like, no, I don't know your number. You have to give it to me. And the whole time, they're like, whacking away. And you can hear it. It's really loud. It's really gross. So, like, how much oil do you need for that 2 inches? I don't understand. Like, a whole bottle of baby oil. Sounds like you're beating
a
fish over there.
I mean, what?
I guess. A lot. How much do you use a cup? But you get a lot of prank calls. You get a lot of kids calling, thinking it's funny, not knowing that we have caller ID. So when we're bored, we'll like write down and then call
that
back and talk to their parents. Oh yeah, we know where you are.
Oh boy. I knew this was a mistake.
Oh, I have all the info. But I've got some, what else did I get? Some pretty good detective skills, internet detective skills, because we would have to track down people, like track down where they are or phone numbers, credit cards, stuff like that. So the different avenues that we're given to backtrack people who give us false information or they think they're giving us false information. But we're like, no, that doesn't work. Give us something else. They're like, oh, you want real info? Yeah, we need your real information. Because I have to call the banks and other places to verify who they are. So I know everything about them. They know nothing about me.
That's
the win-win. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the perfect job.
So,
in
were you
way,
guys? You were talking about sitting next to the girl. Did you guys? Were you all like in a big call center, and you're all just sitting there next to each other, or you have a cubicle, or?
The first place I worked, it was one big building, and we would all be at, like, little desks. But they were, it was a house that they converted into offices. So they just took all the doors off the place. So you could hear everyone talking. So the guy thought, oh, my God, you're really in a dorm. And, oh, I know that moan, is that such and such? And you'd be like, oh, my gosh, yeah, how do you know that? So
really? They would fall for that?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Wow.
God, yeah. That's bad. That's the saddest part of the whole conversation right there.
Yeah, but it also explains why we're the number one comedy show on Blog Talk Radio, man. you said you're a senior at OSU?
Not for real.
Oh. See, you sucked me in.
See how good she is? Man.
Yeah, I know. That's amazing. No, but what do you do now? In general.
I'm a nurse. Well, I'm in the medical field.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I poke split needles all day. And I'm in nursing school.
Right. So. When you poke them with needles, do you say, does that feel good? Does that feel good? Oh, probably not.
No, that's my other job. That's my nighttime job.
Oh, okay.
No, but I'm pretty normal. Most of it. Well, I think, everyone
normal.
Who ever... Thank you.
Well.
We're all pretty normal. It's just on and off. Like, it's a lot of the women that I work with are older women who... Like I said, they like knitting and gardening. They have families, and they have husbands. And the second place I worked at, like, I was mostly a receptionist, so the guys will call, talk to me, and give me all the information. And I would call a girl in another part of the country, and I would talk to her. So they knew me as just the fun-loving receptionist, or the serious receptionist if they were acting up, and they knew the girl as their girlfriend.
No.
Yeah.
So I was just like,
so did
I was
you
just,
have?
Uh-huh.
Did you were there any? Did you have women that would call on a regular basis?
No. I've only aside from someone's wife. Like setting up a call for their husband, so both of them would be on the phone. Aside from that, it would be we had two women that I've ever talked to, and that was creepy.
Yeah. did you have any men who worked there for other men or women that called?
Yeah, we had two guys at the second place. They were horrible. They're absolutely horrible. And the funny thing is, they like to sit there and critique us on how we should talk to a guy and what we're supposed to do. But then if a guy calls and wants to talk to another guy, the phone calls lasted like 20 seconds because they were so horrible. I can play a better guy on the phone than an actual guy.
Really?
Not really, but I would just see an effeminate guy. But, yeah, the guys would call and they wanted to talk to a dude. They wanted to know... Was he cut or uncut? How big was it? How thick was it? And can he suck it himself? and they would not have the answer. It would be so funny because they were just jerks. So whenever a guy, even if we didn't have a girl available, and we saw that they like to talk to guys, like in the notes. We would keep notes on everyone. If you saw that they like to talk to guys, you're like, hey, I got a guy you can talk to. And they hated taking calls, so we would do it just, I would do it just to be funny.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, the girls who called in never wanted to talk to a guy, they wanted to talk to another girl. I still don't understand how it worked, but they did. And yeah, every now and then, a guy who was perfectly normal, every once in a while he wanted to talk to another dude, or he wanted to talk to a dude and a girl at the same time. a lot of guys like three, or a lot of guys like to call for threesomes. So it would be me and another girl who had to talk to this guy. And since we're not in the same room, you would call and talk to the girl first and tell her, hey, this is what I'm wearing. This is, we'll be in your room. What does your room look like? Because he's talked to this girl, so he knows what the room looks like. What does your hair look like today? Anything like that.
Did they have to, would they, uh-huh. Did that cost extra? Did you double the fee on that
one? Yeah, oh yeah, double the fee.
Of course.
Of course. It's nothing's free. Yep, so if you buy like a 30-minute package, which costs you $60 or $65, you would get 15 minutes because you had two girls. And then if you buy an hour, they're like $120 and some change, you know, you would get 60 minutes with two girls. And guys will buy hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
And
they'll get a brand new credit card, blow it.
And it was they didn't get any refund on unused time, right?
No, anything under 10 minutes was charged 10 minutes. Anything after that is minute by minute. So
okay. Losing out on that big time.
So if you're on the phone and it only takes you 2 minutes. It's done. If you're on the phone and it only takes you 30 seconds, that's 10 minutes. And guys would think that if it's under a minute, they don't get charged. That's not true. If I say hello to you, it's over.
Well,
30 bucks.
Me.
Well, hello.
Oh, boy.
Click.
I'm about to hit the end episode button, J-Man. I need some private time.
Uh-huh.
All right, then.
Well, this is fascinating. You're a great guest, Candy.
Yeah.
You've been wonderful.
Glad to help.
That's what we hear from all the boys.
Uh-huh. But it's been really fascinating. I was going to say I've always wondered how that industry worked, but actually I haven't until now. But it is interesting, and I'll just buy a little house and put a bunch of phones in there and get a bunch of women to talk dirty to men and make money. It just seems brilliant.
Uh-huh. You're formulating a business plan right now, aren't you, J.B.?
Well, I'm wondering how much the internet and the availability of porn on the internet, which I understand is very available. I'm not that I would, you know.
No,
look.
Oh,
it's very
people have said. I've heard rumors that it's very available, and I wonder if that's how much that's hurt
the industry,
the phone sex industry.
As far as I know, the one that I used to work for still is in business, the last one I worked for. And I worked for them for 3 years. I worked for the first one for 3 years. That was in 2000. That one is closed. The second one I worked for 3 years. And it's died down a lot, but
mm-hmm.
It's still going.
Have they expanded into cams?
Into what?
Put the girls on. Have they expanded into webcams? Put the girls on webcam?
Oh, gosh, that business will be over.
Oh, okay.
Over. I am
so you're
business.
Saying that probably wouldn't work in my business plan here. Okay, all right.
No. Not unless you would actually have to have those freaky, freaky girls who actually want to do that.
You know, you don't think that men, you know, get turned on by watching a girl knit?
I know I do.
You're like, look at that. That's a nice pearl one. Drop.
It depends on what they're knitting. Some things might make me hot.
She's knitting a really cute little shawl there.
Yeah.
That keep you warm.
Look at that afghan. That is nice.
Ooh, is that alpaca? That's going to be so soft.
Those colors are dynamic.
That's great. It disturbs me all at the same time. That alpaca. I'm going to use that one later. So fluffy. Rub that all over my body. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go into
I'd like to wrap myself in that blanket. Do what?
Don't channel Drew Peacock right now, Jamin.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Actually, Matt and I, at our age, we just call up the phone lines to find out what the specials are at different restaurants. That's like, ooh. Prime rib. Oh, yeah.
What are you serving at the buffet today? What's on the carving board?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Oh, it's just I'm through the prime rib. Oh, yeah.
Even at 48, I'm still into porn, but it's food porn. I type in it, Google Images and type in greasy hamburgers. Oh, yeah. That's good stuff right there.
Go full screen on that picture.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm old enough for this conversation.
You knew things were going to get weird at some point, didn't you?
I did. I just didn't know where you were going, but now I know. Is that macaroni and cheese? Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. You're not kidding.
That looks like Gruyere cheese.
Thank you, Candace, for mentioning macaroni and cheese. Guess what the Schmoopster found this weekend, J-Man, at the grocery?
What?
White cheddar macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a happy man.
Little white cheddar.
Oh, yeah. It bounced a little in my pants when I saw that, man. Say that right now.
Is this ask you to leave?
No.
I think I better go.
It started out with so promising, didn't it?
It did. It's just rolling. I'm watching my dreams just roll down the hill.
Well, let me ask you. I do have another question I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
When you were doing this, and you were doing the phone thing, did it make it difficult to have a relationship, like with a boyfriend or anything like that?
No, not with. Well, unless you get one of those guys who is intimidated by what you do, because you're talking to a bunch of dudes and you like it. Yeah. Nobody likes this. Nobody likes this. It's not real life. So some guys do get a little intimidated by it. Not mine, but a friend of mine at the time, her boyfriend broke up with her. When he told her not to take the job, she took the job. She was making some really good money. And she hung out with me a lot just because we didn't have anything to do on the weekends because we didn't have to work. But he would get upset because we would be talking about callers and we were laughing about it. And he just thought it was taking up too much of her time and her mind, and she wasn't interested, and they broke up. I think he just wanted a way out, and that was it, but whatever. But it's not when you're in a relationship. It's when you're trying to get into a relationship. And you're talking to guys, and there's these little trigger words that freak you out. There was little trigger things they would say, and I was just like, oh, you're gross.
Yeah, but on the other hand, as far as relationship, I can see a guy, if he knows that you're doing that job, when you say to him, I love you, is he thinking, does she really, or is she talking to Bill or Bob or whatever? I can see that as well.
Yeah.
I can see how that whole thing would be difficult.
Yeah.
And see, and that's where I can't. I'm just like, it's just like acting.
Exactly. No, I agree with you.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's all just, you know, pretend world.
Yeah, that's all.
My job. I go in there and I talk and then I'm done.
Yeah, like I used to call some of my guy friends at the time when they lived here in Columbus. I would call them on my cell phone when I had a call, and they'd like call it, you know, it'd be a Friday, we're bored. I'll be talking to them, I'll get a call, they'll be like, call us back. I'll call them back and I'll put my phone on speaker so that they could hear the call. And they'll be at home with all their guy friends listening to the call, cracking up. So then when I saw them the next day, they're like, damn, that is amazing. Why do they believe that? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not white. Like, they're like, you know, you're white female, blah, blah, blah. I'm not white. I'm not 20. I did go to Ohio State at the time. So I was in a dorm. I never dreamt about having sex with my dad. That seems to be really popular. Or your brother.
God.
That freaks me out. I would never dream of a dude with a penis the size of my arm ramming it down my throat. I just don't see the joy in that at all. But it's pretty popular.
Me neither.
I dream about having a penis that size, but I would never do that.
Like, the thing that, you know, like a normal guy who just wanted to talk about, how would I do you? You tell him, he gets off the phone and goes away. That's fine. It's the guys who want in minute detail what you're wearing, what we're going to do. How am I going to do it? What will it sound like? He wants both sides of the deal. That just takes too long. I was like, I don't even have the brain capacity to play out this fairy tale. And they get mad if you can't describe everything. Like, the smell you smell, what do you hear, what do you see, what color is the hue off my skin in candlelight, some stuff like that. Like, it's amazing.
The hue off your skin?
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of poets calling in? Or artists?
I don't know what they're, it was old men. Old men who didn't put in their dentures so you can barely understand them. They want to dumb you to death.
Now, see, I'm an old man, too, but I would want to know if you were going to cook a skillet full of Spam for me. That's all I would want to know.
Like, how are you going to cook that steak, huh?
Exactly. I want it rare.
What kind of cheese are you going to use on that mac and cheese?
Damn right. I got priorities.
Yeah, so, yep. That's what it was. That's how it is. All fake.
Fake.
Oh, what's another? Hold on, some tricks of the trade, real quick. When they want to say, or they want to hear, they say, how wet are you, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that silly putty they would sell in like the gumball machines?
Boy.
Yeah, you would stick your finger
in the silly
putty. Oh, boy. It sounds like it. Or they were like, do you have a dildo there? I want to hear you choke on it. You have a lollipop. You just choke on it. Or you can just make the choking sound. Same thing. Another one is they want to know, how wet is it? You know, you would... the side of your mouth, your jaw, or your cheek, if you pull your cheek, it makes that noise. It's another good way. And there's so many ways around everything they say.
Candace, could you do that for five seconds straight so we can use it as an audio later?
Yes, you want me to?
Sure.
I can.
Okay.
That's when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. You get it?
Yeah. I can't believe you haven't gotten an Oscar yet.
you're a way better actress than Carrie Underwood.
Oh, God. Who isn't?
Everybody. Okay, guys, so... Do you still need me?
What's that?
No? Yeah? I was like, do you still need me? Because I got to go do my homework.
Oh, okay. Isn't that cute? That's a good way to
that
end
is
that
sweet.
Yeah. It's kind of creepy at the same time because it sounds like a little
I think she just used one of her lines on us, Matt.
I know.
To get
I
out
like
of this.
It.
But
yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. So thank you very much, Candace. You were really, really wonderful.
Oh, God, yeah.
No
this
problem.
Was great, Candace. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, okay. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the warm and wonderful Ms. Candace. Ms. Candace.
All right. That was awesome.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
She needed to go do her homework.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Being the sad, despondent senior at OSU that she is.
Yes. After the devastating loss last night, she pulled it together. Nice and perky.
She was very perky.
Yeah. She's going to have some nightmares about, you know, mac and cheese and cheeseburgers, but
yeah,
you know, that was great. That was great. So, all right, there we go.
Yeah.
Detroit and Philadelphia are playing in an absolute blizzard. You can barely even see the players on the field.
Yeah, it's probably best.
Yeah. That's good.
I mean, it's Detroit and Philadelphia, after all.
Yeah, exactly. I can't, you know, maybe we should set up our own little IWS phone sex business.
Huh? I'm thinking about it. That's not bad.
Not a bad situation. We just, you know, we can just set it up, you know, on the second floor of our soon-to-open new headquarters in Paducah.
It's funny you mentioned that, Shmoop, and I mentioned Paducah last night.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, and we have a phone call, J-Man.
I think we do.
Let's see who this is. Hello, you're with Stupid. Mm-hmm.
It didn't pick up.
Hello, you're with Stupid.
There it is.
Hello?
111.
You're with Stupid.
111. Hello.
Well, I'll be go to hell.
111, are you there?
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
Bye, 111. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Hey, well, at least we got the call, J-Man.
Yeah, we get credit for that call.
Hey, J-Man, you know, after all this tawdry talk about the phone sex industry and how you and I might set up our own phone sex industry, I feel a little dirty.
Oh, do you?
Yes. I was thinking maybe I need a priest to wash away my sins.
Oh.
Yes.
Do you have one handy?
I have one handy. And his name, ladies and gentlemen, is Father Limerick. Father Limerick, take me away.
Our Daily Bread with Father Leo Limerick. There once was a man from Nantucket whose wife was as loose as a bucket. He thought as he hit it, it sure looked like brisket, and he'd get more sensation to fist it. Amen. There once was a man from Bel Air who was doing his girl on the stair. When the banister broke, he doubled his stroke and finished her off in midair. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You're listening to the number one comedy show on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure to check out our website at iwsradio.com and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/iwsradio.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Uh-huh. You don't know how long that took me, J-Man.
I bet it took a while.
It took me 1 day of seven, and I'm talking in biblical years.
Very, very high production values, though.
Thank you.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
Outstanding. Well, I tell you what, also, Matt, our very own Kirk Douglas,
thank God,
meteorologist, is in the he's in the helicopter. So he can give us a report on the ice storm and give us a little weather forecast.
That'd be excellent.
For the week coming ahead. So let's check in with Kirk.
All right. Kirk Douglas here. Hi, about Redneckville, Arkansas. And IWS Air Action 1 weather chopper to report on the great ice storm at the Death 2013. The sleet began falling just a bit after sunrise on Sunday morning, and it didn't take long before the roads were covered with ice and very slick. Sleet fell throughout the day Thursday, ranging from a light drizzle to holy shit, it's sleeting really hard. All total, there was in the range of about 4 inches of ice on the ground by the early hours of Friday. That is when the snow began to fall. Snow fell nonstop for about 12 hours. When all was said and done, there was at least a full foot of snow and ice on the ground, and God's country was as white and clear as Rick Santorum's friends left on Facebook. Currently in Redneckville, the roads are still snow and ice covered, and traffic is moving very slowly as people head out to church services. Redneck County Sheriff Buck Burleson said that unless you have to go somewhere, you should not get out. City and county officials have been working around the clock, more or less, to clear the roads throughout the area. The slow plows have been running, followed by salt trucks. So, on top of being inconvenienced by the snow and ice, everyone will be forced to wash their car 2 or 3 times over the next week. Weather forecasts for Redneckville. Look for moderating temperatures as the week goes on. Expect it to hit 30 degrees today, and again on Monday,
and then for temperatures, someplace closer to 40 degrees during the days with sunny skies Tuesday through Friday, which should allow for enough melting to allow even J-Man and his rear-wheel drive car the chance to get out maybe by Friday. At night, expected to be dark, cold, and lonely, with temperatures in the single digits, requiring all those who sleep alone, like that man, to turn it on their electric blankets. From Bagwine, Ohio, there's an 80% chance of white dust from above on Sunday, as a winter weather advisory has been issued. Otherwise, expect partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies this week, as daytime temperatures could hover around the freezing mark, with nighttime temperatures in the mid-teens. That's about the best you can hope for this time of year. For IWS Radio, this has been Kurt Douglas in Air Action Weather 1 for the IWS Action Weather Storm Forecast Team. Until next time, keep an eye to the sky.
This is Dick Cheney, and if you're not listening to IWS Radio, then you can go fuck yourself.
All right. Looks like not too bad of a week ahead.
No.
Oh, man.
So
Candace was awesome, wasn't she?
No, yes, she was. But I have a question for you.
Yes.
If I can get it out. Your car's a real... Rear wheel drive.
Yeah, rear my car's drive. Rear wheel drive.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, doesn't do it quite that well in the snow. Ice and stuff like that.
Yeah, I had to hit the cough button there for a second.
Okay.
I'm okay now.
All right. Hey, I got a couple more shout-outs, Matt.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to our old buddy, former GOP Majority Leader of the House of Representatives, Tom DeLay. I saw a story earlier this week where he came out of the closet.
Really?
And I was just so proud of him to do something. Oh, wait, I'm being told by our producers, Matt, that it was Tom Daly, the Olympic diver, not Tom DeLay. Never mind.
Oh.
Damn.
Well, you know, Jay. Did you have another shout-out or not? I thought you
had. Happy birthday shout-out to Miss Diane.
Oh,
birthday
God.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
My Brooklyn Belle is in Jersey pale, with the hookers and the meth heads and the urine smell. She dreams of waking up in the Gregory Hotel, because my Brooklyn Belle is in Jersey hell.
Hell yes.
Good old Diane's. Never called in since we made that bumper for her there, Jamin.
I know. Yeah, hadn't been back.
Okay. Oh, I got a shout out today. Shout out today too, J-Man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, to the Virgin Mary.
Okay.
We're celebrating her Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Is that hot little?
Yes, we
Jew
are.
Number? Yeah, hot little Jew number was born without original sin, and Buddy Acapella. Our own personal birthday boy has a little ditty for her.
Happy Immaculate Conception to you, you Hebrew-licious Jew, you.
Happy Immaculate Conception to you, ye of the lack of original hotness or sin. Happy Immaculate Conception, you virgin vixen, yeah. Happy Immaculate Conception to you. Hey, Zeus.
Happy Immaculate Conception. And what will you be feasting on this Feast of the Immaculate Conception?
Well, Jay, that's a funny story.
Oh, okay. That's just the place for it.
You know, Schmoop always goes out and gets fast food and the beer supplies before the show. Many times we go to rallies. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they got that excellent. We can get like 4 burgers for $7.
Bargain.
Yep, 2 cheese, double cheese, and today she got 2 fish as well. And over the speaker, they asked the lovely Schmoop, "Would you like bacon on your burgers?" And she said, "Yeah." Yeah. They put bacon not only on the cheeseburgers, but the fish sandwiches as well. And they are
outstanding.
Yeah, it was $1.58 extra for them.
But it's bacon, man.
Yeah, but bacon on fish, this is going to be big. I'll take a picture of it.
I would put bacon on fish.
Yeah, well, a little surf and turf. A little surf and turf.
I believe that would work.
So, there you go.
All right.
You know, I was going to... Oh, you know what we need to do? We need to call the South African Embassy, J-Man.
Yeah, I guess we should do that. I was kind of hoping you'd forgotten, but...
No, I got the number right here, which is unusual for me. Because, you know, we got a... I'm IWS, being in the media.
Well, of course. Oh, yeah, we have to
we
offer
want to make
our
sure our Johannesburg affiliate stays open.
So, that's right.
So let's call the embassy there in D.C.
Let's do it.
And pass along our condolences.
Welcome to the Embassy of South Africa in Washington, D.C., our office hours are from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Unfortunately, the embassy is currently closed. For South African citizens in distress, please call 202-730-6337. For any other consular-related matters such as visas, passports, or emergency travel documents, please call 202-274-7991 during normal office hours. For non-consular related matters, call the officer on duty at 202-413-1953. Thank you for calling the South African Embassy.
Can we leave a message?
Apparently not.
Oh, yeah, see? Okay, let's try this one, J-Man.
You know, all we wanted to do was offer our condolences on the passing of Nelson Mandela.
Exactly. Evidently.
Madiba.
Just like the healthcare website, they're not set up for condolences.
Apparently.
Let's try this one. South African Embassy fact line. See, that worked. Hello.
Hola.
To Mandela. The South African fax machine, ladies. At least it works.
Yeah. You know, there were a couple of people on Facebook who just weren't happy at all with all the nice things people were saying about Mandela. I guess they were probably equally angry about all the mean things people were saying about apartheid.
Yeah. Were they mad at him because he's a terrorist?
A terrorist and a communist.
Yes.
I don't know where else he was supposed to go.
Tired of getting put down by 2% of the population.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the biggest supporters of apartheid in the world were Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, and Israel. I don't know where else he was supposed to go.
Jesus Christ, that's such a joke.
No. Anyway.
Don't get me started. It could be an ugly Sunday on Facebook, J-Man.
I was waiting for somebody to give Reagan full credit for the for ending the apartheid.
Yeah,
you know, Reagan freed South Africa, not Mandela. He didn't have anything to do with it at all. Actually, somebody did post on Facebook asking, you know, just exactly what did Mandela have to do with freeing South Africa, if anything. I was like, whatever. You know, you could go read a book. You could go read a book, maybe.
That's crazy talk.
Anyway, man, Candace was just delightful, wasn't she?
She was wonderful.
Yeah, I could see how she was.
I knew she'd be there right on time.
Oh yeah.
See you right there.
Looking forward to this. And you know, I tell you, you know, I was looking forward to it. I had very high expectations, and they weren't just met. My expectations were exceeded.
Really? By how much?
Oh, by a lot.
Really?
A lot. Oh,
you didn't have your cam on, did you?
No.
No, she was very sweet.
She was
very nice.
Yeah, that was great. I could see why she excelled in that job. She's, you know, she's very, very smart, very funny and
very
clever.
Down to earth.
Oh yeah.
Very matter of fact, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Matter of fact in the sense that, yeah, this is a job. I'll do it, and then I'll go home.
Yeah, we should have her on again sometime.
Only under a different name.
Yeah.
With a different hair color and a different
outfit.
She'd
be a regular.
On.
Yeah.
Yes.
She could come on as a redhead wearing a, you know, cheerleader uniform. And cooking up some bacon.
We could have her on, you know, around the first of the year. She could be a Florida State college student.
Oh, she could be.
And she could be playing for the national championship.
She'd be wearing a little negligee, a garnet and gold color.
Exactly. Because, you know,
Because.
Florida State will be playing for the national championship, but Ohio State won't.
Exactly. And Auburn will be there.
Yeah.
Instead of Ohio State.
Yeah.
Michigan State beat them.
Yeah, that's right.
Poor Urban Meyer had to eat cold pizza in the basement.
That was so sad.
Alone.
I almost felt bad for him. Almost.
Everybody was tweeting that going, God, this is so sad. This is the saddest thing I've seen all day. And I was laughing.
They weren't really, were they?
Oh, yes. People were feeling sorry for him.
Aww.
I tell you what the saddest coach picture I ever saw was when I was, I don't know how old I was, junior high or whatever, Lou Holtz coaching at the University of Arkansas. And Arkansas had this big lead on TCU. And TCU came back and won the game. And after the game, Lou Holtz was sitting in the locker room all by himself, just sitting there looking at the floor with his arms crossed. And it was really very, very sad. poor Lou.
Hey, now. Easy.
Well, no, I was feeling bad for him.
I still commiserate that day in 1993, Black Saturday. Uh-huh. And the studio audience is laughing, but it's true. Notre Dame would have won the national championship that year. Beat Florida State and lost to Boston College 39-38.
Yep.
Okay, that's all right. That is the day I said, never again will I take Notre Dame football that seriously. I think it even preceded the Bob Davie years, J-Man, because
yeah,
I was
right,
so
yeah.
pissed, and I realized, this is abnormal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the day. Oh, boy.
Even the Jerry Faust years didn't bother you after that.
No, those were so bad they were funny.
Yeah. And the
See,
Bob
Davie.
Bob Davie,
even as bad as he was, you had a chance because he was a big-time guy.
Right. Ty Willingham, whatever.
Willingham.
Had him. Of course, the George O'Leary, that was a quality.
Yeah, those years or week was great.
He's
I'll
taking,
never forget the George
Central
O'Leary week.
Yep. He's taking Central Florida to the Fiesta Bowl this year.
Yeah.
Yep, going to play Baylor.
I'll tell you what's funny. I was pissed that Bowling Green beat Northern Illinois.
That's your alma mater.
It doesn't matter. I wanted those Huskies to go in and put a wrench into the BCS.
Put a mucky wrench into things.
Exactly.
Yeah, they would have been playing Baylor in the Fiesta Bowl.
That would have been a hell of a game.
Could have been.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what can...
What are you going to do?
It's been a bad week all around, Amy.
It has been.
The weather sucked. The people at the beer mine sucked.
Oh, Jesse.
I did get my vengeance
last night. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, about 8:30. Carload of Mexicans came through. No, I'm not being stereotypical. It was a carload of Mexicans, people. Relax. And they won an 18-pack of Modelo.
Of course.
And I said, could I have an ID? They gave me their ID. And it didn't look like any of them in the car.
It was a white, red-headed dude?
No, it didn't look like any of them. I'm getting pretty good about identifying these people. We have a Mexican restaurant behind us now. I said, what day were you, what's your birthday? December. I said, okay. December what? 17? That's very good. What year?
20.
81. Wrong.
It should have been December 25th. Jesus, born on December 25th, right? Yes.
He only missed it by 9 years, J-Man. He was close.
Hey, good try.
I should have given him a soda pop for effort. I tell you. They can't get anything past the old cougar of the beer mine. You still there, J-Man?
Uh-huh. I'm here.
Man, we have a very vocal studio audience this week.
Kind of getting involved. That's good.
I know. I like that. We like audience participation.
Yeah.
You know,
wonder what's happening at the...
What, the beer mine right now?
Yeah.
We could check. Man, I'm getting good at that, J-Man.
Yeah, maybe we can get him.
Amazing, because you can't see the numbers. What is that? Oh, shoot.
Yeah, you're getting so good at it that you called the South African fax line again.
Well. This might work.
Beverage Depot.
Yeah, what kind of pop you got?
Well, really depends on how much you want to pay. We have cheaper pop, and we have the expensive stuff.
Really?
Yep.
How's it going, Mississippi Mike?
Oh, we're doing pretty good today.
Really?
Been really busy. Been a pretty fair day so far.
That's good.
Ain't had but one crazy fuck try to pull a U-Haul trailer through the lot, come through the building.
Had
to stop him at the old pass.
Did you direct him on the speedway?
Well, I was hoping she would, but nope. She went around the building, pulled out front, sent the little boy in to get it. Then we had the bell ringer. He said he could work Sundays.
Oh, God.
I sat here and took a little nap, and it turned into a nightmare. Thinking, holy shit, would there be anything left?
A little cold there today, is it?
Oh, it's a little chilly. Not too bad.
Yeah.
You know, us mountain men, we're pretty rough characters. Comes right down to it.
If the bell ringer was working on Sunday, would he bring his bell?
Well, you know, he said he was just about done ringing his bell. He said the old kettle ain't been doing quite as good as it used to.
That's because he's not wearing Dr. Scholl's tennis shoes.
Exactly. I just had a little discussion about that a minute ago with the old NOS boy. He gave me a buck.
Did he? Oh, very
yeah,
nice.
I told him, I said, oh, even the boss is getting in on the action now. I said, you know, seems like when I'm here, I always get the people that don't tip.
That's amazing.
I'm telling you. No.
And when I get a big tip, Mikey, you always do this, don't you?
Something like that. That sounded more like the old lady getting off. Oh, your buddy across the street, he pulled a quick one on you today.
Why?
He come over, he got 240s of his and two of hers. And a smoke of his and a smoke of hers.
He did that
he
Friday
knows
night,
it.
Too.
Oh, really? Well, he's a slow learner. He's starting to catch on. Get her now or never get it at all.
And for you listening, Drive-By Mikey is talking about a customer that we have at the beer mine at the corner of Elmore and Burnett in Bagwine, Ohio, who comes over 5 times a day and just gets one beer at a time.
It makes it look like he's not drinking a lot.
I'm not an alcoholic. I just drink one at a time.
That's right.
He's like, we don't have a refrigerator. We're going to use yours.
And the drive.
So how did the old show go today with our friend?
Oh, it was awesome. You missed it.
Missed a good one?
Yeah.
Well, I knew it was going to be a good one. I've been in that situation before.
Really?
Yeah. I got started accidentally though when I started doing it.
Really?
Yep.
Sounds like something you've given a little thought to.
Oh, yeah. There was a time where I accidentally made a phone call and some lady answered. And next thing you know, she asked me if I could talk dirty to her, and I did it. And next thing you know, hey, I'm in business. Uh-huh. Could you hold the line, please?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That was Drive-By Mikey, ladies and gentlemen. As we're closing in on the top of the hour.
That's right. About time to wrap things up here.
Because we had to, because, you know, Mike thinks the show will go on till midnight or something.
He will, if you let it.
Oh, he'll call back.
All right. Well, we want to thank Candace, and we want to thank everybody
awesome.
For listening.
She was very good.
And tell your friends. Send a link to the show to all your friends out there, folks.
Yep.
And
listen
early and often. Listen,
yep.
Yeah, just listen to the show over and over and over and over and over, and then get up the next day and do it again.
And why wouldn't you? It is that good.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right.
J-Man, we could say goodbye after we close out with a little one of the lovely Tamra's bands.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Tamra, call me, baby.
Now, she can call me anytime she wants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your car. Color me your color, darling. I know who you are. Color.
Outstanding.
Excellent.
Love the Blondie.
I do too.
Yeah. Yeah, good show. Good show, Matt.
What's that?
That's a great show today, Matt. Excellent.
Well, the British chick talked in my ear right when you said that.
Oh.
She said 10 seconds.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I was thinking maybe next week, J-Man, IWS office party.
Well, yeah, we got to do our Christmas office party, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to invite Candace to my office party.
We'll invite her.
Well, everybody's invited.
In. She doesn't have to physically be here. She can
right.
just call
Oh,
in.
Yeah.
Yes.
She doesn't have to show up, although she could if she wanted to.
You know, any time.
Call me daddy. What? What? Anyway.
Thanks all for listening.
Thank you.
And thanks for making us the number one show on Blog Talk Radio.
And we'll be seeing you all week long on the blog at IWSradio.com.
And on Facebook at Facebook.com, IWS Radio.
Hell
and
yeah.
As always, listen in the archives.
All right.
Talk to you later, J-Man.
Bye.
Bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.